Democrat Gary Peters just began his third year as Michigan's junior senator. He stopped by WKAR to discuss the Munich Security Conference and the Trump administration. He's now a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and I ask him if he's had a chance to learn about Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, President Trump's pick for National Security Advisor.
Well, I haven't had a chance to fully review his background, although what I've read, he certainly seems to be a very thoughtful person. I'm encouraged by the fact that he was a protege of General Mattis, who is, our Secretary of Defense, somebody who I supported through the process. I'm encouraged that this gentleman is one of his protégés and also seems to be very well read and a scholar in addition to being a warrior.
You just returned from Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you were hearing and how you're feeling.
Well, certainly, this is an annual event that brings in security officials from throughout Europe, but also broader than that, but a focus on NATO. And I will say that our allies are very concerned about U.S. policy. They are concerned about statements that President Trump has made as president, and before that during the campaign, where he talked about NATO as being outdated, and if it does exist, maybe we pick and choose as to who we actually support if there is some sort of crisis. I mean, those kinds of statements make people very nervous, very concerned. We did have Vice President Pence, who addressed the conference and spoke and said that he was addressing the conference from President Trump and that he wanted to reaffirm the United States' commitment to NATO. But quite frankly, his speech, when he delivered the applause lines, I think one of the news organizations represented the applause as muted, and I would say that was probably a generous description of the type of reception it got. I think most of the folks there were asking the questions, who do we believe, what the president was saying or what the vice president was saying? Where's the true story here? And I think they're taking the attitude, okay, words probably don't matter. Let's see what the actions are. So now it's going to be incumbent upon the new administration to show by actions that there is a commitment to an alliance, which has been critically important to maintain peace in Europe over many decades, and is particularly important right now with the aggression that we're seeing from the Russians. And they're looking to the United States and NATO to be there to be the security for them and for their people.
Let's talk about Russia and the supposed hacking, mm-hmm. or the elections and everything that has been going on with that. How do you feel about that, and what are you hearing about that?
Well, it's outrageous, and it's not supposed hacking. It's clear. I mean, the Russians were involved in this activity. Our intelligence community has come out publicly. This is not classified, very public, with high degrees of confidence that the Russian government was engaged in cyber activities in an attempt to influence the election and to promote the campaign of Donald Trump. So that, I think, is very clear. The evidence is very clear. I am certainly outraged by that, which I think every American should be. And this should not be a Democratic issue or Republican issue. This is just an American issue. We need to have a full investigation of it. I've been pushing for open, transparent investigation on a bipartisan basis or an independent type of evaluation that's necessary. And I want to also be clear, this is not about relitigating the election. And the Russians need to pay a price for this.
So in your mind, what could possibly be done about that?
Well, I think we have to look at a range of options, and part of that will be the extent of what comes out with these hearings. But in terms of the Russians, certainly additional sanctions could be imposed against the Russians. Certainly, I'm concerned when you hear President Trump saying, maybe it's time to lift some of the sanctions, which I think is outrageous. Russians haven't changed any of their behavior. There's no reason whatsoever to release any of the sanctions when they haven't changed in their behavior. In fact, their behavior has gotten worse. The positioning of a spy ship off the coast of Norfolk, Virginia, the behavior in terms of flying over U.S. naval ships from aircraft. This aggressive behavior is really a test of the United States government now. It's a test of this new administration, and this administration needs to step up.
I'm Brooke Allen for WKAR News.